bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up today, Hang on Sloopy and other misheard lyrics. And should Josh bring his own rubbers right after this?
Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, Chick, I think this might improve your mood a little bit. Chick is a proud Buckeye from the state of Ohio.
I don't know if I'm a proud Buckeye, but
you're,
I'm from Ohio.
You're a member of your high school.
You and I are both from Ohio. Yes, go on.
Born in Ohio. a couple of interesting things, and I'll since Josh is not from Ohio.
Is this a quiz about Ohio? I know everything about Ohio. Go ahead, ask me anything.
Josh, I'm going to play a little snippet of something and see if you can figure out why I am playing this. And here we go.
And so I say now, hang on, Sloopy, Sloopy, hang on.
Familiar with the song?
Yeah, Hang on, Sloopy. Classic.
Hey. I like this when I was a little
I don't know
kid.
Why, but yeah, the Ohio State Buckeyes play that after a win, or that's their unofficial fight
it's
song.
It's the official.
Now it's the official?
Official rock song of Ohio.
Oh, really?
Which at one point, and I don't know if this is still true, at one point Ohio had the only official state rock song. Hmm. Because in every state has usually some corny, you know, poorly written.
For dead in Ohio.
Not that one. No,
That's
not it.
Is it Chewy 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 by the Ohio Express? Or is that Yummy Yummy Yummy? I always got those two songs mixed up. Chewy 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 Baby. Those are the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yummy Yummy Yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Yeah. Those could be
and my name is
misinterpreted.
David Bowie or Mick Jagger?
I think they
love in my tummy.
I always thought it was Hang on Snoopy.
Hang on, I'll take this. Get out.
I did.
Hang on,
Sloopy.
Sloopy. Yeah. Who the hell is Sloopy?
Sloopy is a girl, and she needs
to... Who wants
to
be named Sloopy? That's
so it's a beautiful name.
Could have been worse. Could have been Slurpy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like loving you.
That's a song only little kids
Slurp.
Like,
I
first 45 I ever bought.
This is the first one I ever shoplifted.
First
Back
one
to you,
I ever either bought or...
And see, it's interesting the stuff that when you're little, there's just songs you like. It's like the Chipmunks. The Chipmunks are great when you're, you know, between whatever, three and
I still love that Christmas song. Still love it. It's in my top five Christmas songs.
What, Christmas Time Is Here?
Yeah. What's a hula hoop?
That's sweet.
I love the Archies, too. Did you like the Archies?
I don't like anything you like for the next 10 minutes.
What the hell did I do?
Hang on, Snoopy.
That's a reasonable guess. Snoopy was a famous, it still is, a famous doggy. And
yeah.
How many famous doggies do you know?
There's Snoopy. Now, there's
part two of this. Hang on, Sloopy. Do you remember the name of the band?
Sure.
I don't.
The McCoys.
The McCoys. And
I don't know if they're from Ohio.
Do you know?
Are they?
Sure they are. Because, well.
Sure they are.
It's Rick Derringer.
It is?
He's from Kentucky, yeah. Oh, yeah, Rick Derringer fan, yeah.
I thought Rick was from near Dayton.
Oh, right.
Isn't his real name like Rick Faringer or something?
Or Rick Maringer?
Chick makes fun of me because I love Rick Derringer's song, I Am a Real American.
That's just
the Hulk Hogan theme.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, Rick Derringer's been on the show. He's a really nice guy.
But then I like this song.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I
do, too. Now, is that Derringer's vocals?
No.
I don't think so. Isn't Rick?
Oh, that's not the McCoys, though.
No, this is
sorry.
Yummy, yummy, yummy by
is
the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
So, are they an Ohio outfit? Rick Zeringer, I believe.
Rick Derringer was born in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Oh, I know where that is. That's around Rusha and Houston and all those.
He's a shorty guy. He's only 5 feet four.
There's stuff coming at me too fast.
Yeah.
Rusha?
Fort Recovery is by R-U-S-S-I-A.
Is that where the rehab is?
You pronounce it Rusha, and there's a Houston there, which is spelled H-O-U-S-T-O-N.
Houston.
But they pronounce it Houston, Houston, Houston.
And we have a
like in New York City?
I think
Houston
so.
Houston Street.
I don't know if that's the case, but yeah.
We have a Rushaville here.
I worked in the Tri-Cities, Pickwa, Troy, Covington. You know this.
Of course. And, I knew this Ohio discussion would get you happy. So today isn't just Ohio Day in Ohio. It's National Ohio Day.
Oh, what? Okay. All
it's
right.
Recognized all across the country today.
Why is that?
I don't
great
know.
Cities, great
we're the
people?
Only we're the only state without a flag.
This is the...
we got a pennant?
Rick Derringer did do lead vocals on that Hang on Sloopy song.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of a bunch of people singing at one time.
Yeah, see, there's a thing called the National Day Calendar, and it's really hokey.
You know what else is on today?
Oh, God, no.
You're going to like this, Tom. What don't go, oh, God.
I'm trying to look.
National Deviled Egg Day. You love deviled eggs.
Okay. All right. Okay, I know Ace has never tasted these, but I have.
And I've heard of these.
We both want somebody to bring in deviled eggs, right, Ace?
I'll try anything.
I hate deviled eggs, but for those of you who love it.
Deviled eggs are delicious.
No.
Chick, you and I ordered some at a restaurant
Do you know
recently.
That in heaven, roosters or
lay deviled eggs?
Sorry, hens. Once again, I did not grow up on a farm. Hens lay deviled eggs.
Really?
That little sprinkle of that paprika.
I'm surprised God would let deviled
eggs. The paprika comes
anything.
Out. It's somewhat disgusting to see in heaven. The paprika comes out of sort of a gaseous.
It comes out of their beak. They sneeze on it.
Looks, you might think it's red boogers, but it's not.
This is going to really tick
it's
you
not.
Off. snot. It's Look for Circles Day.
What does that even mean?
That is wrong. I refuse to participate.
I knew you were going to be mad.
Well, let's see.
Now, okay. Josh in search of circles.
There's one. Here's one. I see some over here.
The top of my cup is.
Boy, what fun this is.
Now, this, of course, leads to a discussion of the so-called circle jerk.
Oh, yeah.
And then the great song by The Circle, Red Rubber Ball.
Written by Paul Simon.
Circle is that right?
Circle spelled
C-Y-R-K-E-L.
Something weird.
Why is it spelled like that?
Who knows?
Because they are extreme, man. Like Chuck Michaels. It was a great disc
jockey. They had Reefer in Brooklyn, I guess.
Huh.
So where were we? Okay, so we're doing your Ohio quiz because it's national holiday. Akron is the home of what, Josh?
I know this.
I don't know.
Rubbers.
Akron, the rubber city.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it the home of the National Football League Hall of Fame or something?
That's Canton, Ohio.
Oh, close. Aren't Akron and Canton like right next to each other?
They're sort of the Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Thank
of,
you.
Northeastern Ohio.
Do you have to be this much of a girl? You knew where the Football Hall of Fame was.
Akron, Ohio.
Funny if I agree with everything.
In the 50s, Ohio produced 1/3 of America's tires.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's almost half.
Yeah. Akron, the rubber city.
They have the rubber bowl there.
Yeah.
So if you drop it, if you're eating soup and you drop it, it doesn't break.
Oh.
And it's ironically,
it's a football stadium.
Oh, shaped like a football stadium.
Why don't
stadium?
You two just get married? Wouldn't that be great?
The rubber capital of the world, of the United States, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, listen to Brazil, rubber trees. And,
yeah. No planned births in Akron. Interestingly enough,
not at all. Yeah.
Oh, I
get
it.
You'd think with all those rubbers there'd be. I was trying to think famous artists from Ohio.
That was a stretch.
Did you don't you remember hearing Rubbers for the first time?
Oh, yeah.
And just giggling your ass off.
I remember the guy who used it. I remember his name.
What do you got there? How many rubbers are you going to take? Stuff like that. Yeah.
Disgusting and scary when you're like, what the hell is that?
Is that a turnoff? If you're with a guy, Christine, he goes, there, real quick, let me go grab a rubber.
Yeah.
I'm just like, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, especially at 50.
Yeah. Isn't that like you look at her in the car and go, I'm going to run in here and buy some rubbers. And if she's still there when you come back, that's a cinch. Isn't that what the old joke or something?
Yeah. I'm going to start saying that before I meet girls on dates. Just text, hey, should I bring my own rubbers?
Yeah. Maybe
let's
you, maybe
bring
that
rubber
should,
back.
We were trying to think of a name for Christy. Maybe if you want to go on social media dating website like Rubber King.
Rubber Lover.
Richie, have rubber lovers?
Do you know how you miss your lyrics?
That's attractive because you're now a safe sex guy, we know.
Do you know how you miss your lyrics?
Yeah.
I think Chick and I both had the same mishearing in this. I'll just say the phrase and see if you can remember what song. We both heard the song for the first time. I remember where I was when I heard it. And I thought it was one of my favorite artists, and I thought he was saying Rubber Man. Rubber Man, Rubber
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Rubber Man.
Yeah, Clapton.
Is it Eric Clapton?
Forever Man.
Oh.
Which is a great song. Terrific guitar line in that. But I thought he was a Rubber Man. We were down in Orlando on one of our group trips.
Huh.
And I remember walking downstairs early to get ready for the show, and Cookie was playing the radio station and the speakers, and all of a sudden I think Ace introduced that. Here's the new one from Eric Clapton.
Forever Man.
I know, but I thought it was Rubber Man. Like, that seems kind of vulgar.
Isn't there a Rubber Man? Rubber Man starts to jam.
Rubber Band Man.
Oh. Jesus, do you... What's in your ears? Well, no,
you doddering deaf!
Here we go.
I like this because right away he starts bitching at her. I love this. How many times do I have to tell you?
It's the opposite of that. You look wonderful tonight.
This is a good song.
This is from the album Behind the Sun.
How many times must I tell you, baby?
How many damn times?
How many bridges I've got to cross?
Jesus Christ!
Do you want me to drink this drink?
How many times must I explain myself?
The boss.
Yeah, he's the boss.
Springsteen, I guess.
He wants to talk to the boss.
How many times must I say I love
We'll get to the Rubber Man part coming up. It's very nice. got one of my favorite Eric Clapton guitar breaks in it coming up. Yeah, now here, it's clear here. I didn't hear that. I just heard. Here it comes.
He keeps bitching one more.
Are you kidding me? Oh, he does. You're right. Where's this thing guitar? Oh, sorry. I do love this guitar solo. Yeah. I just saw Eric in New York a few weeks ago.
Did he
play
this?
He did not play the song, but the previous time I saw him, he did. I was completely beside myself.
From the album Behind the Sun?
It is.
What year?
87?
Is Phil Collins produced the album, I think, yeah. But I believe
I think he's on the drums.
Ted Templeman
this, right?
Produced. I'm not sure. I think Ted Templeman produced this song. The Van Halen guy.
He's still
85.
He's still not happy.
I like the angry Eric. But you like him better than the...
No, you know, I like the Wonderful Tonight Eric, too.
God, I hate that.
Sort of boozy and sweet.
No, it's, yeah.
Here we go. Gotta be your
former man.
That's what I always thought it was.
That's what I thought it was.
Rebel.
Rebel Man.
Oh, Rebel Man. Yeah. Easy. Certainly a good guess.
Oh, now we're talking.
Philip Wynn.
Who doesn't enjoy this song? Is there somebody out there that
does? What is the meaning of being the rubber band man?
Well, he jams. He plays the rubber band between his toes.
Right there.
You never did that when you were a kid?
Plays the rubber
around
band
around
between
his
toes. Yeah, I always hated this song.
Really? It's so fun.
Oh,
well,
there's
your answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom had real guitars and stuff. He didn't have to pretend like he had rubber bands.
Rubber band? What is it?
Mummy.
I need to...
I don't want to play by rubber band.
So
can you buy me a guitar, Mom?
So this is the deal where he takes the string and stretches it. He's doing kind of
what
the bass thing.
What the hell did you think it was?
I don't know. I changed the channel. I hated that song so much.
What?
It's too sing-songy.
Josh, how many rubbers have you bought in your lifetime?
Oh, boy. What comes in a box?
I don't know how many come in a box.
Well, you know what?
I usually...
Well, then your answer would be zero.
I think all the rubbers come in a box.
That's where they go.
We have seven kids. We know they go zero.
Yeah, but there had to be a time you had a rubber in your wallet,
this
right?
A gentleman just never discusses this. Oh,
I'm going to say 60? I don't know. I don't know what... Because I did a show.
Do you have some on hand right now?
Yeah, No, not on my person, no.
But do you have a
do you have them in your nightstand?
Music.
You have some at the apartment.
I have them in
place?
My
top three rubbers, Josh. Go.
Oh, I'm a Trojan man.
That's the
I love that song. I love that song.
Just brand?
Yeah, Trojan.
No, what? A French tickler.
Aren't there lambskin? Aren't those the?
There's one called Skin, which is good.
Really?
Yeah.
I know nothing about rubbers.
I think there's a sub brand of Trojan called Pure or something, or Silk. I forget exactly. I forget. I'd have to look.
Shouldn't they?
I did a corporate for Trojan, and after the show.
Whoa.
You got some of the product?
You did a corporate show for the Trojan people?
Yeah, I was at a comedy club, and they were like, hey, man, there's a huge Christmas party here. It's the Trojan people.
Where are they located?
This was in Virginia.
That's ironic.
Yeah.
Well, it's for lovers.
Isn't that vagina?
Virginia's for lovers.
Yeah.
And so they, they were at the show, and they loved it, and they gave me a huge bag of rubbers. All in nice boxes, all kinds.
So 60s, I did say buy.
You did. What I was going to say was, 60 was what I, well, probably more than, I don't know.
That's a gift bag of rubbers?
A ton.
For Christmas?
Oh, I bet that gift bag was worth $80 easily. Easily.
What does a rubber cost?
Well, if you're just getting one at a convenience store in the bathroom.
How much did it cost to get the tank of helium to fill them up and decorate your place?
You see, Pat, I didn't use them. I don't have sex.
You don't?
You think a woman would be interested, would ever bang this? No. I use those for other things. I don't buy rubber gloves. I put five on each finger, five condoms, and I clean the sink.
Because, yeah. Tom, look at him. He's the matinee idol. Look at him. He's got women dripping off of him.
Have I not been insulted enough this week, Tom?
No. Well, there's at least three more solid hours.
Man, ain't it the truth?
Could you go easy on him today?
Pat, how many rubbers have you purchased in your lifetime?
Three tops in high school.
Three in high school. That's it.
I'm a bareback man.
Using them now?
I'm a bareback man.
Bareback man.
Bareback man. Bareback man.
I've been very careful.
All right. I have, yeah.
Really?
No, we've all been there.
A lot of
we're fine.
A lot of frosting there on the lower back.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.